Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and thank you for joining with me this morning to worship the Lord together in spirit and in truth. And even for us, the Bible said there is no power that will ever stand against us. I've said that so many times, but that's the way I've stood for so many years. I've been preaching the gospel. I believe God is true, and let man be the liar. So I'm glad that I'm able to come in your homes by the means of radio today. So we're going to go to this song, and we're going to try to do it for it. We hope that you enjoy it. It says, I claim the blood.
I have a source of strength when I am weak that helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. Covered over by a shield of love, I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. Know how others make it through to never go to Calvary as I do, for there the healing cleansing streams still flow. Shed on Calvary, those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need those precious blood stains, for all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood.
Yes, sir. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all sin. Thank God for that. I'm glad to report that, Louise. I'm glad to hear that Ernie's daughter is going to have a new baby, going to give you another grandson, and you understand you have seven. Well, I never counted mine just yet. I mean, I've got several great-grandchildren and sons. I've got four sons, and they're doing all well. I'm thankful for that, And I'm thankful for your family, James and Louise. You've been standing with me for many years. And Ernie, Betty Jo, Barry and Patty Harper, and then Carol and Ann Cole. I appreciate them. Haven't heard from them in a while. I hope they're doing well. And I just appreciate you all. I love to every week be able to call the names, but I'd rather do the singing and the preaching. I think the people tune in to hear the preaching and the singing, so that's what we try to do, is just take the Word of God to you. So I appreciate you all. I appreciate Miss Denise Brown. I hope that she's doing well. I haven't heard from her, and I hope that she's doing real well also.
A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. But God sent the prophet just to make his word be known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you ever ask him, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Troubles of this old life comes by, burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember what his word says, just to trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven, 'cause help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way.
Help tomorrow if you give up today. You've got to hold on just a little while longer. You see, God is not on a time clock, and he doesn't do things all the way the time that we think he ought to. But nevertheless, if God be for you, there's no power that will ever stand against you. I've said that so many times, but I know that I'm trying to make you believe that, because there is something you can believe in, because if you don't believe in something, you'll end up standing for nothing. So I want you to believe that this morning and trust it, because God said, if I be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. So let's trust in that.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storms howled above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, Precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan tells me there's no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. Oh, but I know He is with me, and tomorrow I will rise, for the storm never darkens the sky. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Passes by. Seems like Mr. Winter just don't want to leave us, does he? Just seems like it holds on, gets colder, and snow. And I'll tell you, here it is April, and they're talking about snow this weekend and also the first of the week. And well, it just seems it doesn't want to let up. But anyhow, I don't think it's Mother Nature. I think God is in control of everything, and He's got a reason for that. So let's just not complain about it, but let's just live it out, okay? Let's go right now and listen to this sermon here.
In Philippians chapter 3, and I'm going to begin to read in verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want you to notice something here, back here in the 12th verse. Paul never wanted to set himself up any higher than anyone else. And in his reading or in his writings, you will find that Paul was very careful to point out that he wasn't head and shoulders above anyone. If you would ask Paul anything to speak on, he wanted to talk about the Lord being crucified, about justification. And in this verse 12, notice what Paul said. It's not as though I have already obtained, either were already perfect. So Paul is trying to say to us, hey, folks, I am among the struggling few. And life is a struggle. I mean, you'll never get away from the struggle of being a Christian. One of the biggest problems that people have as being Christians is when they think they get saved, all of their problems are solved. You'll never have another bad situation. Nothing bad will ever happen to you again. And we got some of those kind of people who all of a sudden move into a phase where they become holier than thou. In other words, one trip to the altar and all of a sudden they become perfect. But Paul said, it's not as though I have already obtained. I am trying and pressing toward the mark where I will obtain. But when Paul went on to say this, he said something else that I think is very important in verse 9. He said, I want to be found in Him. Now that's very important to every one of us people. Not only Christian people, but every person that walks upon God's earth ought to realize that they are already in God. Now, don't take me wrong. I'm not saying you're a Christian. I am simply saying you are already in God. You're already a part of God. In the Bible, the creation of man, God placed Himself within every human person. Every human being became a part of God. Every human being that was born a woman now becomes a part of God. Because the Bible said, God breathed into man's nostrils and he became a living soul. Now God could have spoke him into existence. God could have simply taken the clay and the dirt, and when he made man, it simply spoke him into existence. But he wanted to be part of man. He wanted to place himself within man. And the only way he could do that was to make man to breathe in his nostrils. That's why the Bible said, then he became a living soul. And then from man, God reached into man and brought forth a woman. And the woman coming from man, now she becomes a part of God, man, and also a part of God, because she came out of man, and a part of God came out of man into her, and now she is also a part of God. Now that might be kind of hard to understand. But then again, we've got to understand that to understand what Paul is saying when he said, I want to be found in Him. Now, I said a while ago that every person is a part of God. He's a makeup of God. He's the express image of God. He's the express likeness of God. But just because we are made of God and made like God in God's likeness and in God's image does not mean that we are in Christ Jesus. You see, here comes the dividing line. You only get in Christ through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. You don't automatically, when you're born into the family of God. Is that why in John 3 that Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, I'm already born. I'm an old man. Must I go back into my mother's womb and be born again? He said, you're not going to be born of flesh, but you're going to be born of the Spirit, the water, and the Spirit of God. So you see, there is a new birth. And when we get into Christ, Paul said in verse 9, I want to be found in Him. It's very important that we get in to Christ and that Christ gets into us. Paul said, I want to be in Him. I want Him to be in me. There is a great difference in being in God or just being made of God. You see, the children of Israel, they were in Egypt's bondage. Now, jump on that all of a sudden. Everybody is a sinner because, after all, they were in Egypt's bondage. And Egypt is a type of sin. But notice here, the Bible said while they were in Egypt's bondage, they needed deliverance. So therefore, we say, he's a sinner, we bring him out of Egypt's bondage, and therefore we bring him out of sin and take him into a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Have we? What have we actually done? We have taken man out of Egypt's bondage, and we have brought him into the land of Canaan. But note, the Bible said the children of Israel still had Egypt in them. And a lot of people have really joined the church. A lot of people have been baptized. A lot of people confess God. They confess everything, but is Jesus in them? Are they truly out of the world? Have they came out of the world? Are they a separated and different kind of people? Paul is talking about literally letting Jesus Christ come into my heart and letting me come into the heart of Christ. I don't know about you, but I was unhappy as I could be. I did not enjoy life. I did not enjoy life until I got into Christ. When all of a sudden I came into Christ, I realized what life is all about. I realized that I just wasn't going through life. I wasn't going to live hard, die young, and make a good-looking corpse. I needed to get in Christ. I needed to get rooted and grounded in what God was all about. I needed to come alive in Christ. That's what Paul is speaking about. I want to know, I want to be found in Him. And then Paul goes on to say in verse 10, that I might know Him. I think we need to make a survey in this area. Let's go through this community and... Hello, ma'am. I'm Pastor Tommy Mouse. I just want to ask you one question. Yes? Do you know God? Why, come on, sir. Everybody knows God. You ain't going to run into too many people who don't know God. I don't know where it's old age or what. I don't think got Alzheimer's. I got some timers. But I'm clear I run into so many people today, I don't know. But listen, Paul said, I want to know Him. I want that personal relationship with God. I want to know Him like I've never known Him before. Did you see what that fellow did? Walked into that missionary place. Bob took out a gun and shot those three. Did you see them on the news? He shot them dead and wounded another very critical. And they asked him, what's your motive? He said, I'm wanting to get closer to God.
Well, I can't take the heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can't take the soul that's sin sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call Him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Oh, but I call Him Jesus, for He is my dearest friend. Now if you think there's no one that loves you, and you lie, well it's all out of hand. I know a man who can. I can't walk up on the waters, I can't calm no raging sea. But I know the man who can. I can't cause blind eyes open, make the dead get up and walk again. Oh, but I know the man who can. Some call Him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call Him Jesus, for He is my dearest friend. Now if you think, well, there's no one that loves me, and my life, well, it's out of hand. Oh, but I know the man who can. I know the man. I know a man, and he can.
Let me ask you the most important question you'll ever be asked. Do you know the man? Do you know Christ Jesus as a personal Savior? Do you know He can take away your sin? He can make you just as though you had never sinned before. He said, if we confess our sins, He was faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll clean you up. He'll make a brand new man out of you, a new person. I know what I'm talking about. It's a great experience. I know because I can't prove it anyway other than by the testimony that I give. I've been in the radio ministry for many years. I've been doing Something to Believe In for many, many years now. And I've been trying to tell people there is truly something you can believe in. That something truly is Jesus Christ. And the only way you can accept Him is by faith. By faith, through grace, are you saved, not of yourself that you should boast, but freely the gift of God. And God wants to save you. He wants to clean you up and make you a brand new person. Let's pray. Father, I'm praying for some soul right now that don't know you, but they want to know you. They know that down deep inside they've got to know you. They got to know you as a personal Savior, one who can cleanse them from all their sin. Lord, can make them a brand new person in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I can't explain that. The only thing I can say is confess Christ as your personal Savior and believe in God, that God has saved you, and my friend, you're saved. It's just that easy. It's that quick. It's so easy that a fool will err therein, the Bible said. And I don't want you to be the fool. I want you to make it to heaven. Well, this is Brother Tom. I'll have to sign off now because my time has come to go. But I have enjoyed being with you today. I hope that you have enjoyed the broadcast. I've tried every way possible to try to tell you that God loves you and that God before you has no power to stand against you. I've said that about 3 or 4 times during this broadcast. But I mean it. God will save you. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
God's hand can reach down even the valley.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Or pull us up on the internet, stbi.org. Again, that's stbi.org. You can get our music, our messages, and an invitation to come to Christ. Well, goodbye. Be good. Until the same time next Sunday. Amen. Amen.
Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down.